Hello and welcome to today's edition of the DVCA Show. Well, it was a heavily rain-affected weekend for round three in the Shield matches, and not a lot happened, so when not a lot is there to talk about, we turn to our mate Jaden Kane to make something to talk about. Jaden, hard weekend for cricketers all round when the Saturday-Sunday fixture ends up being more than half ruined by rain, especially across the northern suburbs.
Yeah, look, it was tough. Obviously, a little bit tougher for me, as you know, not a great weekend. But yeah, it was interesting. A bit of rain around on the Saturday. You know, it's Spring Carnival too, so you know, there's probably a few boys missing then. And then the rain still around on the Sunday. It was pretty heavy. So yeah, there's a lot of obviously matches impacted on the Saturday and then the Sunday as well with no play.
So Epping, 178 first innings defence against Bundoora United. Not a ball was bowled in anger on Sunday?
No, we didn't bowl a ball at all. And I think it would have been a very good swimming pool down there. It was very wet.
No, it was certainly. Like, so I was out at Hurstbridge and it was the same thing. Like, it was starting to pool up around the boundary and you just know, well, it's not going to happen, so hands were shaking and ended. But yeah, there's nothing. Doesn't seem to be any matches got on.
Nothing went on, I don't think. And like, Bundoora United just had their ground redone, so they didn't know about the drainage and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, okay. Yeah, that interesting for them. But yeah, overall, another weekend wasted for me.
How well placed would you have been, do you reckon, defending 178?
Look, I think in most games, if you get, you know, that 180 mark, you're in the game. I think I would have had it at 50-50. And especially with a Saturday Sunday rather than a Saturday Saturday, I think we probably had the momentum heading in.
Yep.
You know, we batted our 80 overs when we were definitely in trouble. I think we 5 for 77, I think you mentioned before.
Yeah. So 1 for 75 to 5 for 77, and you were one of the scalps.
Yeah. So obviously, batting 10 minutes before tee wasn't great for me. I like to hit the ball a little bit and I was a bit in two minds. But yeah, I think with 178 on the board, it would have been a good chase. BU, small ground, but it was very slow.
Unsurprising.
Branches everywhere, yeah. Leaves everywhere. So, it would have been a good chase. Joel Thompson would have had to get a few.
They've got the firepower, don't they? That top order.
Yeah, Joycey in some really good form. Obviously, Joel Thompson. Kogan, he got a massive 140 in C grade as well. So, I mean, if he gets going, he's another one that can get some big runs.
Now, actually, this is completely unrelated to DVCA or anything, but Morwell on Saturday was a fella hit 200 not in an outright defeat. One of my colleagues was showing me this morning, and the breakdown, so they got rolled first for 90. Opposition's made 180. He's made his 200, and they've declared it 3 for 280. So the captain's decided to try.
Let's have a crack.
He tried to push the reverse outright, and they got done. But no, I'd never heard of that before. 200 not in an outright defeat.
Oh, I've never heard of that before either. And you probably won't get that in Diamond Valley, to be honest. No, that sort of stuff doesn't happen.
How long has it been since anyone made a 200 at a Shield level? I reckon Witch.
Jeez. Yeah, maybe Witch. A few years ago, when they're in MASH.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got a big score, definitely.
I reckon that, as far as Shields go, might be the last time I can remember a 200.
Yeah, definitely. He was a good player. Still is, so, yeah.
So, like, you and I were experts in the media game. There was a fair bit of discussion around the DVCA's rain policy on Sunday. What was the feeling amongst yourselves and the Bundoora United boys?
I can only speak for, you know, from the Epping boys. You know, there was a bit of chatter leading up saying, you know, it's the only Saturday-Sunday fixture. Do they just make it a one-day game, something like that? But, you know, it'd have to be done very early, and there's probably a lot of decisions that have to go into that. But with the rain, like, you know, we thought batting first, you do control it with the rain around. You know, if you go on off and on, and then next day, you know, the game's in your hands. You know, you can play for a draw, set it up really how you want it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think just in our mind, you know, we knew we were going to get the one day of cricket, definitely. And then Sunday, yeah, we probably planned that there wasn't going to be too much cricket. And I think there was a few sore heads Sunday morning.
When did you shake hands?
I think it was 12:30. I think Tom and JT shook hands.
So captains have done it all.
Yeah, they've done, which is the plan on day twos when, you know, there's a bit of washout, heat out, stuff like that, which is fair enough. Like, it'll be up to the teams. And, does that... It is more cricket, and I guess that's Flackey's, you know, mindset at the moment. Yep. Want to see more cricket played, so really it's up to the captains and the teams.
Yeah, it gives more consents to the captains that they can call it. I think Like, particularly later in the season, clubs will be relieved of it if there's a top four spot or a relegation on the line and you're a chance to turn a draw into a win. That's when that policy is really going to help clubs.
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, there wasn't really many games off the top of my head that, in Barclay anyway, that could have gone, you know, there was one-sided where yep. one team was stiff. You know, Bundura made 180 in 30 overs or something. So they were looking pretty strong.
Yep.
They'd be spewing with 3 points maybe. But I think with the 50-50 game that was in the balance, I think 3 points is pretty fair for both of us.
Well, I think Mass Shield, Rivergum and Mill Park might have been the only...
Yeah, that's the only one.
Yeah, and God, they were clearly going for it. Because after they'd rolled Mill Park for, I think, 65 or something, they then hit 100 in 14 overs.
Yeah.
So Perry's taking his 7 for...
Yeah, he's a gun.
He is. Now, this is actually... It did clearly show that the wet deck suited the bowlers.
Yeah.
So it was him and Nick Murray, two blokes taking seven for in a day.
Yep.
There was a few other guys taking fives. Josh Turner took a 5 for.
Yeah.
It was one of my favourite comments on yesterday asking Turner's 5 for to be scrapped. I was sitting there kind of compiling a list of my favourite ones. There were some good ones too.
Yeah, there was one I think Felt said about Dylan Pope drowning.
But I've never met Dylan Pope. I still found that.
I work with him. He's a great man, Dylan. So, yeah, I can see him drowning also though.
Oh, the last one I really do want to give a shout to. Andrew Bennett tagging the Dale saying wouldn't be home until late. That was probably my favourite one.
Yeah, look, there was a lot of messages that went out saying that we had to hang around till about 4 or 5 o'clock just making sure. I think we left the pub at about 4:30 yesterday, so it was a decent crack by the Epic.
Okay, yeah, if you say you're going to be home by 4 and you've left at 4:30, that's pretty close to the pin, to be honest.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
I would say so.
Yeah, I mean, I'm single. I don't have to tell anyone what to do, so I'm fine.
how many taken men have you got in your Barclay side?
Oh, that's a good question. I think, from the weekend, I think there's probably just, seven or eight. Yeah, seven.
She has most of you.
Yeah, most of them, yeah.
Good God, you're growing up as far as local cricketers go.
Well, yeah, I was saying the other day, like last year I was one of the older boys and this year I was the third youngest on the weekend at 29. So, yeah, growing up a little bit, but, you know, definitely not growing up outside of cricket.
So let's talk about how Epping's going. It's been a couple of seasons where you've been some major losses on a player front and now you find yourselves in this unusual and not particularly fun position where your one's a Barclay and your two's a G2. What's your realistic expectations for what you can get out of this season?
Well, getting out of this season, Barclay-wise, the goal is we're not trying not to get relegated. You know, we don't want to play Money Shield. You know, nothing against the teams that do play Money Shield, but I guess with Epping, for as long as I've been there, like 25 years, it's never been Money Shield. So it's, you know, our aim is to play the highest brand of cricket we can. And we've still got the talent that we can play. But, you know, obviously, you know, the lower end guys in the team, like, you know, myself, Steve Trowbridge probably have to stand up a little bit. We do have the guys, Ethan Cornelius, he's having a great start to the year, breakout year for him. But then, you know, we've still got the talent like Arky, Tom, Bramich, Tinsley, they've all played Barclay for a long time. I think still, I keep saying 5 wins is the target. I don't know. It's just a number I come up with looking at past results and stuff like that. But 5 wins and I think we'll be safe. But then as a whole club, I think G2, they'd be pretty disappointed if they don't win the flag. They've got a pretty strong side. But we had to enter them in G2 because they're only available, you know, every second week or something like that. It's kind of, they've got a squad of 15 to pick from and then 4 miss out every week or unavailabilities and stuff like that.
It also would be hard to throw that kind of squad into potential two-day cricket.
100%. Yeah. And that's why, you know, we did get relegated from B-grade last year in the twos. But I think C-grade would have been well and truly too high for some of those guys. As much as, you know, to go back from Barclay to C-grade is an easier drop or, you know, better for us to find some form. But I just think for the longevity of the club, the G2 side was the much better decision. You know, we've got 30 guys around the club at the moment, plus a women's team who are going pretty well.
Yep.
So, you know, you've still got your 45 people around the club, as much as two sides sounds pretty dire. You know, we do have those people around the club.
Any youngsters pushing up through G2?
Look, that's probably been the biggest thing for Epping. We've kind of the breakdown between the juniors and seniors. You know, we've got plenty of talent coming through there. Like Aryan Sharma's playing in the under-19s for Australia at the moment. But they all get to a certain point and they play turf.
Yeah, okay.
So we haven't had a junior come in and play seniors for the last 5 years. Our under 18s have won the last three flags.
Yeah.
So, you know, the disconnection there is probably something we have to look at or work on moving forward. But, yeah, it's just, yeah, we haven't really got any juniors coming through to play seniors with us, but there's plenty of talent.
Yeah, right.
So it's maybe, you know, it's a long-term thing when they do come back, hopefully.
Well, you need a couple of the boys to decide they want to stay at Epping, and you just need those guys to have mates.
Yeah,
so that
yeah.
Anyone who's then considering staying says, oh, there's a couple of the boys who I know are playing seniors. I can go along and be mates with them.
Yeah.
It can be very lonely when you're 17, 18 and going to senior cricket.
For 100%. I think, you know, from my junior side, I think there's only two that are playing senior cricket still. So, you know, it's one of those things, and I think it started to break down a little bit after that. As I said before, I'm the third youngest in our side at the moment. We've got Zach Graham, who's 20, Tarkin in and out, who's 21, and Ethan Cornelius, who's 23. So the big gap between 23 and 29.
Yep.
You know, during that cricket, there wasn't much being played for that age.
Yeah.
So it's definitely been a big thing. But yeah, obviously working out the connection between the juniors and seniors is one thing we're going to have to look at as a club.
Record so far in Barclay, let's call it a competitive draw against BU over the weekend. Big loss in round two, but then round one was a really big win over Diamond Creek, 8 wickets. What did that mean to start the season like that?
Yeah, I think, well, I mean, I reckon there were 7 articles written about us after that. Like, we're not going to beat around it at all. Like, yes, it's going to be a tough year. But, you know, winning that was massive. Diamond Creek are probably in a similar position. So it's taking that 6 points against a side that you're probably going to battle relegation with is massive to start the year. And I think the way that we won, it was just massive for the confidence. You know, Toddy Hughes got runs, Arky, Tom, they all got runs. The top 3 or 4 batters, which they're our clear strongest batsmen. And then it falls away a little bit. To get them firing early, you know, there was wickets for, we got a new spinner, Akshay Pandit, like he took 3 for 1 in the first game as well. So it was massive for confidence. I think Epping as a side is, we are much better in one day cricket. I don't know what it is, if it's the concentration for 80 overs or just not being able to, you know, play that long. I don't know if the interest is there compared to a Rosanna. You know, they at the moment, they're living and breathing cricket. Like, you just see the difference in probably the professionalism, like, when we fight against them. But the Diamond Creek win was massive for us.
Yeah.
But then, as I said, you know, a bit of a wake-up call the week after. You play the best side in the comp. Yeah, and they put us to the sword a little bit.
That must have been a very, very long 200 runs to keep fielding for after they'd passed you.
No, well, no, they batted first. So they got 260. But they batted quite well. Riley O'Sullivan got 80-odd. Paddy Burke, he's a talented cricketer. He got 60 as well. And Arky didn't play. So you take out Arky, he's hard to replace, mate. So, you know, we probably didn't have the 80 overs to bowl with our bowling lineup at the moment. And then batting, yeah, we got found out a little bit. We enjoy going hard, as I said, one-day cricket. We went hard early and, yeah, they bowled really well. Josh Henkel and Tassant, they bowled a treat. So, you know, we got rolled 54 in 26 overs. Probably not great reading. But, you know, we took something out of that. We had 54 overs to defend an outright, and we did that. So I guess there's a positive there that we can play defensive cricket.
8 down at the end of it. Must have been getting nervy.
Yeah, it was nervy. I was there for the last 25 overs of it. So, yeah, it was nervy. Fair to say, like, we probably weren't backed in at certain stages. Like, we had, I think it was 13 overs left with 2 wickets to go. So, yeah, it was tough. Yeah. Tough cricket, which was good. You know, we showed a bit of ticker and avoided the outright. So, yeah, that's something we'd take out of it for sure.
One-day match this week against McLeod. How are you going to line up against them?
They've got some really good cricketers. Obviously, Timmy Wise, like, he's probably leading the medal again. He's just a star. Rob Wise, I think he's got me out 6 times. Like, he's just a superstar. just a class. I think he took 7 for in the weekend last week as well.
Bowled a million overs.
Yeah, you can only bowl 8, which is great for us. But yeah, I think they're going to be thereabouts again. Probably battling finals. You know, finish 3rd to 6th. So it's a massive game, and I'm happy that we've got them in a one day up. And also our pitch got damaged over the break. And they only just realised. So we've got a new pitch in as well.
What kind of damage?
They just said someone had, like, drilled all over it.
Oh, non-cricket damage.
Non-cricket damage,
Like vandalised.
Vandalised. Which, you know, disappointing. Yeah. Laidlaw Stars were the same. So I don't know if it's a northern suburb sort of thing. But, yeah, so we got a new deck. And it'll be good to have our first real home game on the front deck this week, one day. So, yeah, definitely happy we get them on the one day, I'd say.
All right. Well, Jaden, best of luck, mate, not just this weekend, but also the season. So we know the position Epping's in, but we know also there's people fighting for the club, and it'd be great to see you get, even just get, bridge that gap a bit between Barclay and G2. And as you say, if Barclay can be your position next season, then every post's a winner.
Absolutely. That means we've done our job.
Remember, more cricket, more people, more often.